This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, salatu wassalamu ala rasulillahi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. My brothers and sisters in Islam, yani I came across something very beautiful that teaches the believer how to interact with this Quran as you're reading the word of Allah Azza wa Jal. In Surah Al-Nahl, one of the Salaf was once reading an ayah in Surah Al-Nahl, in where Allah Azza wa Jal, he says, وَأَقْسَمُوا بِاللَّهِ جَهْدَ أَيْمَانِهِمْ لَا يَبْعَثُ اللَّهُ مَنْ يَمُوتْ بَلَا وَعْدًا عَلَيْهِ حَقًّا وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Allah Azza wa Jal, he said about the disbelievers that they took the most strongest of oaths to say that Allah will never resurrect those who die. لَا يَبْعَثُ اللَّهُ مَنْ يَمُوتْ. So this person from among us Salaf stopped at the ayah and he said, وَاللَّهِ, by Allah, Allah will resurrect those who die. And then he said, O Allah, do not join between those who deny resurrection and those who affirm resurrection. Do not join us both in one place. In other words, don't put us both in the hellfire. When we believers are saying, by Allah, uqsimu billah, Allah Azza wa Jal is going to resurrect us. How beautiful is this kind of interaction with the Quran, living with the Qur'an, affirming what Allah Azza wa Jal has given us of facts. And so when you read, for example, from the very beginning of the Qur'an, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, feel it in your heart that all praise belongs to Allah. Whether mankind accepted this or not, this is Allah Himself delivering to mankind a fact that praise belongs to Allah. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Maliki Yawm Ad-Din. And affirm these matters in your heart and understand that this is what makes a believer different to other people. This is what differentiates between a believer and a disbeliever. A believer, his heart is open to the word of Allah, affirming and believing without any doubt what Allah Azza wa Jal says. When you read Surah Al-Baqarah, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. When Allah Azza wa Jal says, this book, the Qur'an, there is no doubt in it. Pause and be convicted, be convinced within your heart. There is absolutely no doubt in this book. There is no reason to doubt anything in this book. If I have a hard time understanding a fact in this Quran, then that's because of the weakness of my mind. And this is my ignorance, my weakness. Otherwise, what's in this book is Allah's knowledge. This is Allah's wisdom. Yasin wal Quran al Hakim. This is a book full of wisdom. It came from the all-wise, from the all-knowledgeable. So if I'm having a hard time understanding something, at least my heart is accepting what is in this book. It is affirming what is in this book. This is a beautiful way to interact with the Qur'an. Then you read, Hudan lil Muttaqeen. This book is a guidance for the believers. You humble yourself and you submit to Allah Azza wa Jal and you say, oh Allah, make me from among al-Muttaqeen, those who have firm belief and iman in you and everything that you reveal. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us al-yaqeen, certainty in what Allah azza wa jal has revealed. We ask Him subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow us to live al-iman and to preach Islam to others. We ask Him subhanahu wa ta'ala to admit us into the paradise and forgive our shortcomings and our sins. Innahu waliyu thalika wal-qadiru alayh. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.